This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Thursday, October 22nd, 2009. And I said I would podcast later this week, and here I am podcasting to. I have a couple things to talk about, but I was going to give you an update on my echocardiogram that I had this afternoon. I didn't find out any information. I went there, and they were running late, and I had to sit and wait, but then the lady took me in, had to take off my shirt, and then she used this gel stuff and this like little wand thing, and she just rolled around on my chest and on my side, and for about 20 minutes she kept stopping and like taking notes of things and then like highlighting things on the screen, and then I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I wondered when she stopped to make notes, and she would like, because I could see the picture of my heart on the screen. It wasn't like a clear picture, but I could see the outline of the heart and stuff, and I could actually see when the valves opening, when the blood was going in and out. You could actually see that part. But anyway, she would stop, because this was recording the entire thing that she was doing. She started recording it from the beginning all the way to the end, but she would stop and like scroll back and find a spot, and she would highlight it, and then she would click on some buttons. So I'm wondering if that is the part where she sees something that the doctor needs to look at or the cardiologist needs to look at. I am not sure. So that took only took about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes at the most, laying there on my side and her rubbing this thing over my chest. And then she said, okay, that's it. Your doctor will be calling you in about 10 days. Have a good evening. And then that was it. And I was gone. So she didn't tell me anything. And, it's probably true that she really can't, because it's the doctor who's got to tell you stuff. So I didn't actually expect to get anything from her anyway. So that was it. That was my echocardiogram. I'm sure that if there's anything major wrong, the doctor will, I would hear from the doctor sooner than later, I would think, I would guess. So we'll see. I don't know. Anyway, so that was that. So I took today off to do that. And I also, while I was, the place where I had to go to get my echocardiogram was right across the street from a mall, a shopping mall. So I went to the mall and did some shopping. I bought some shirts. And guess what kind they were? Yep, plaid. But I also bought some pants, because I haven't bought any new pants for a long time. So I got a couple pairs of pants. And then I went to my appointment. So anyway, that was that. But other things I want to talk about today. I keep forgetting to tell you or tell everybody that I went to the P.O. box, which I have not been to in a long time. There was a ton of junk mail in there, but there was a postcard from Pooh Bear. And it's got the Simpsons on the front. I'm not sure what they're doing, but there are Simpsons on the front. And he says, "Dear Archer and the boyfriend, I am sure you have heard this a zillion times so far, but it's nice to know you're still around. I think every podcaster adds his own special way to the pod world, and you are one of the best, easy and soft, not beating people over the head with current topics, but approaching them in an everyday manner. Thank you, Pooh Bear." Well, Pooh Bear, that was the sweetest card I got in the mail. I appreciate that so much. I'm sorry that I did not go to the P.O. Box sooner, because this postcard is dated exactly a month ago today, September 22nd. I feel so bad because it's been sitting in the box for a month. I am so sorry, Pooh Bear. Please forgive me. I tend not to go to the P.O. Box very often unless I know that something's coming, and I had no clue that anything would be there. But I do appreciate the postcard very much, and I appreciate the kind words. Now, a couple news items that happened today. The hate crimes bill actually passed this afternoon. It was part of the defense appropriations bill, and they had, I should just read this. The Senate cleared a historic hate crimes bill for President Obama's signature Thursday, approving new federal penalties for attacks on gays and lesbians. The legislation, which was attached to the conference report for the bill outlining the Pentagon's budget, marks the culmination of a year's long fight by civil rights groups to codify the expanded protections. The law broadens the current definition of federal hate crimes, which covers attacks motivated by race, color, religion, and national origin, to include those based on gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability. It would also create a new federal crime to cover attacks. Against U.S. military personnel because of their service. Very cool. The measure was approved 68-29 with a majority of Republicans voting against it. The House passed the same bill October 8th, also with most Republicans opposed. Gay rights groups praised the Senate's action. So now it is just ready to go to the president's desk for signing. It's the first civil rights legislation for gays and lesbians this year, and I was so pleased to hear that, as I'm sure others are. It's a shame the Republicans could not get on board and vote for it, though. Not surprised. The other thing that I thought was interesting was the FCC laid out the net neutrality. Where did I see that one? Of course, it's gone off the front page, and I should have bookmarked it. But now I can't find it. Something about net neutrality. And I was reading this article in the Washington Post about net neutrality. And then I was, you know, and this is, I said this before, I was getting sucked into the comments that other people were leaving, and I'm get really pissed off because they're so freaking stupid. And I think that's what I was thinking. Oh, because I'm reading my notes. Okay, here it is. The FCC votes to begin crafting net neutrality rules. Federal regulators took an important step Thursday toward prohibiting broadband providers from favoring or discriminating against certain kinds of internet traffic. Now, the people who are the idiots are the ones who don't realize. Now, see, they don't have the comments on here. Shit, where'd the comments go? Oh, they were good comments, too. Idiots who are leaving comments. Oh, that sucks. The comments are gone. Damn it. Oh, well. Anyway, the idiots who were leaving comments on this article on the Washington Post were saying, oh, great, another thing that the government can get in and control. When really, what the government is doing, what net neutrality does, is, protects free speech on the internet and protects citizens, consumers, against broadband companies favoring one website over another and limiting our access to material, to content. So the idiots are wrong that the FCC net neutrality is a good thing, and we want that. So fuck those people who don't understand it. Maybe that's just it, they don't understand it. I'm not really sure. Anyway, so I was just commenting on that and the hate crimes bill, and the market was up again today. And you know, the other thing that I have totally, I'm sure people are shocked that I did not open this podcast with, was the fact that Apple introduced new computers. They totally revamped the iMac line. They now have two iMacs. You can get a 21.5-inch iMac or a 27-inch iMac. And I posted on my blog the other day, because they introduced them on Tuesday. It was kind of like a surprise announcement. There was rumors flying around the last minute that they were going to have an announcement on Tuesday, and sure enough, they did. Well, the 27-inch iMac. 27-inch iMac. Can you freaking believe that? And it is, you can get it with a quad-core processor in it. You can get up to 16 gig of RAM. You can get it comes with, which is another cool thing, the iMac now comes with the wireless keyboard and the new wireless Magic Mouse, which is another cool thing. However, I'll talk about that in just a minute. The computer comes with the standard 4 gigabytes of RAM already. I think that is so cool. And you can get up to 16 gig. Now, here's an interesting thing. I went right to the education store to price out one. I chose the 2.8 gigahertz quad-core Intel i7 processor. And the I chose 8 gigabytes of RAM, but there's two options for the 8 gigabytes of RAM. Oh, excuse me, that was a burp. and a big fatty verb with that. Okay, so the 2 8 gigs, you can get 4 by 2 gig RAM chips or 2 4 gig RAM chips, and which leaves 2 slots open, because now, since the 27 inch is so big, it now has 4 slots for RAM. So you could get 4 by 4 and have a total of 16 gigs in there. Now, in terms of hard drive space, there are 2 choices, 1 terabyte and 2 terabytes. So the smallest hard drive you can get on a 27-inch iMac is 1 terabyte. Isn't that amazing? So I'm extremely impressed if I choose all these options. Now, I did select to get the expanded Apple keyboard with a numeric pad and the Magic Mouse, and the new remote, the Apple remote, which looks cool. And then I don't choose any other options. I need $2,503 for me to get a new iMac. Well, you know I am not going to get a new iMac, because I just got this one in March, and there's no reason to get another new one unless I were to win the lottery, which I have not done. Now, today, when I was at the mall shopping, I went to the Apple Store, and they already have the 21.5-inch iMacs and the 27-inch iMacs on display. And of course, I went right over to them and started looking at them, and the little SD card slot is really cool on the side of the Mac, right next to the CD or DVD slot. I think that is the coolest thing, to have a SD slot built in. I wish I had that on my iMac now, because I have a separate thing. Of course, I don't know why I keep saying of course, but anyway, the new iMac comes with 4 USB ports, no, or FireWire 800, no FireWire 400. It has this interesting display thing that you can use the 27-inch screen as a display for other things you can plug into it, but it has to be turned on, so I'm not sure how that works. But now, as I said, I went right over to them and started playing with them. But the Magic Mouse, now the Magic Mouse is like it's almost like a trackpad. I don't know if you've looked into it or anything, but it's a kind of a weird mouse. I was holding it and it was like, this feels weird to me. And then trying to, like, scrolling was fine, clicking was fine, moving the mouse around was fine. But then those gestures where you have, like, the 2 fingers gestures, which you can go from one page to the next when you're browsing or in iPhoto or stuff like that, that I could not get the hang of that. And I ended up, like, flicking the mouse across the table. And it was funny, but it was just, I don't think I'm going to like that Magic Mouse. I'm having a feeling that I will not be buying the Magic Mouse. Of course, I'll get it automatically if I buy a new iMac, whenever that happens in 2 or 3 years. But so I don't think I like the new Magic Mouse. Of course, I would need more time with it, but right now I am not feeling it. So, and the other things they introduced was they have a new unibody white plastic MacBook, and it is $999, and the enclosure is kind of cool. It's like a wraparound circular kind of edges to it. I saw it in the Apple Store, and it's a one piece of plastic unibody. Of course, that's what unibody means. But anyway, it's got the new glass trackpad that you can tap and use all those gestures and all that stuff. And actually, I did play with that for a couple minutes, and I had an easier time using the trackpad than I did, in terms of the gestures, than I did with the Magic Mouse. So, but of course, as you know, I bought a new MacBook last spring when I got the new iMac, so I will not be buying a new MacBook anytime soon. Plus, this MacBook loses FireWire. This version of the MacBook, the FireWire is gone. There's no more FireWire. It's not even FireWire 800. There's just no FireWire 100. I mean, it's just no FireWire. You have the power thing, you have the Ethernet, you have the display output, and 2 USB ports, and then 1 audio port. The audio port is for both audio in and audio out. So you can't listen and record at the same time. I mean, this is a very minimum basic computer. So, and there's no SD card slot in this one either, which I was disappointed with. But again, I'm not getting one anytime soon. Then they update the Mac Mini, as I mentioned. You can now put 2 hard drives in it. and they upped the processor on it and the memory and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of the Mac Mini because you have to have a separate display, which I don't have. Anyway, I think that's all. So, no news from the doctor. And that's about all. And I'm trying to look at my notes. Nope, that's all I have. So, boys and girls, I hope you had a great Thursday. And I will check back with you next week, of course. Why do I say, of course? I really need to figure that out. Anyway, that is all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
Archer Radio.